You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy East Dominican, you know, Vladimir, come on, yo. My cool man from the county of D, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back. We are in the conversation. This is Damian Lemon. On my right-hand side, I got...
El Alcalde, Vladimir Camaño.
And on my left-hand side, I got... Damn it. I thought we was going to have a motherfucking Trinity back, but nah. Looks like every week we all taking a day off. So Summer Tuesdays go to Young Muhammad. Yeah. He out there working. Getting his shit off.
Yeah, we busy, man. We working.
It's busy for the summer.
It's busy for the conversation crew, man. The conversation crew gets busy. That's what we do.
You just came back from Hollywood.
I was in LA for
doing
a week.
It big.
Yeah, man. Got to go back out there pretty soon. So
yeah, how was it?
It was fantastic, dude. Took a lot of shows. Took a lot of meetings. LA's great. I don't know if I could live out there though. Mm. Like obviously, when things go, you know, things go down, you get some business. You go out there, but. Everything is so spread out, man.
Yeah.
Traffic is just ridiculous. Uh-huh. It takes 3 days to get anywhere.
Uh-huh.
I prefer to live. To work, it's great, but to live, I prefer San Diego, San Francisco.
Well, so you gotta also let people know you don't know how to drive. You don't
I
drive.
Know how to drive. So I know how to drive. This is a myth.
Do you know how to drive, or do you not?
I drove in L.A. The thing is, though, I don't like traffic. I don't like merging into highways.
You know, when you drive, you have to be in traffic.
Well, I'm
You mean stop and go traffic?
So, for example, like when I was in LA,
you just want to drive by yourself, nobody on. No, parking lots and shit.
That's how I like it. You know what I'm saying, D? I'm trying. We be in the city.
You know what I mean? Ain't got no competition. Nah, what you mean? So I'm saying, what you saying? You don't like traffic?
Well, I'm in New York, and like I take the train most of the time. And when I do a college show, it's like small schools.
Yeah,
traffic is non-existent.
Yeah.
So then, when you do big cities like LA, mm-hmm. Chicago,
yeah.
Traffic's a little heavy, and I'm not the best at.
So you ain't on the advanced levels, what you saying?
That whole merge situation and being aggressive. I'm the type of dude that let everybody pass.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
You got it.
Nah, you got to take your rightful place. You got to go. You got to say fuck that and take. But you know, it's so funny. When I first started driving, I was a danger to society. I used to, speaking of the merging, when I used to be on a highway.
What was the size of the car you drove?
I learned and almost died in an 85 Thunderbird Blue Joint.
How big is that?
It's a decent sized car. It's an 85. So, you know, this is back in the day, and this car was pure steel. So if this shit hit anything that was made after fucking 96, it's destroying it. Oh, it's destroying shit. But I had an 85 Thunderbird called Blue Thunder. Shout out to my brother Kevin. He gave it to me. And when I used to drive on the highway, if I'm trying to get from one lane to the next, I would damn near come to a complete stop in the middle of the highway to switch over. The last thing you want to do, you'll fucking crash or cause an accident. So, you know, this was college, and we learned on those Atlanta streets and highways.
Atlanta has bad traffic, too.
Atlanta, I love the fact that Atlanta's so lenient with that license process, because I failed my test here in New York twice in a row. Atlanta, whoo, I think I could have passed that shit drunk.
Now, did Kevin give you the car, or he got rid of the car?
I mean, it's the same thing. He don't own it no more. It was a 85 Thunderbird.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he might have got rid of it in a benevolent fashion.
I want to ask you though, D. So when you
it's
first,
the difference between putting some shit in the trash or giving it to Goodwill.
Right. It's the same man's trash is another person's
exactly.
trash, right? My question is though, because that first college car is always a big deal, especially for the crew. The crew loves to do with the car.
Yeah.
When the crew came out and you like, yo, I got a car, fellas.
Yeah.
And they came out and they seen that old 86 Thunderbird.
85, baby. 85.
What was the response?
It was, you know, motherfuckers. You got to realize this was freshman year. This is freshman year. I think this is the latter part of my freshman year. And niggas could have no cars in college.
That's what I'm saying.
At that time. So it was a bucket. Yeah. We know it was a bucket, but fuck it. It's a bucket. Let's go to Lenox. Let's go here. Let's go there. Dog, I remember I used to have a girl in college, my girlfriend. Shout out to Chris. I had a girlfriend. My passenger side, you used to have to get strong to get out. You used to have to hold the handle, pull the handle, and then take your shoulders and boom, get your way up out of there. Now, my girl, she, you know, She used to have to get strong. Damn, they almost dislocated her shoulder once or twice. There used to be times my shit used to overheat. I would have to keep at least 2 cool gallons of water in the trunk. My shit overheated right in front of Spelman on Market Friday.
You're driving an old man.
In front of millions.
You serious?
Hell yeah, in front of millions. It was always embarrassing. But it was what it was. I still had the whip though. After that bitch got cranking after a good 20 minutes of embarrassment, I pulled off of that bitch doing 11 miles an hour.
I got a question. Isn't that the sign of an old car? Like anytime you gotta preface it before somebody gets in, like, all right, Chad, before you get in.
Oh yeah, it's plenty of rules.
You know, plenty the first thing is the door don't really open like that.
Yeah.
If you sit on the left side, you may not have a seatbelt.
I don't think the actual speedometer worked, so it was just a guess what you was doing. You know what I mean? It was interesting, man.
Did you make little mixtapes for the car?
Of course, man. I definitely, you know, that's all the ride is about is the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? The soundtrack and the scenery and whoever you got riding with you. That's what turned it into a ride.
And how was you with the gas fare? Like, 'cause in college, you know, I remember my friend had a car, and anytime we took a ride, they were like, "Yo, we had to chip in."
I was a taxi cat, but okay. I mean, every so often chip in. You know what I mean? Cats would do it because you got to realize, dude, like transportation was something back then. Cats wanted to go places, and oftentimes, especially when we started. Because I think my car died. I think that was the last time I had a car. I might only had that car freshman year, but. People wanted to go somewhere, so I'll give you $5. I mean, it's either this or the mortar. Fuck that. I'll give you $5. We be in the city.
Yeah, you the man. Anyway, man.
But yeah, so.
Oh, Rich, real quick, shout out to Uber in California, dog. Uber's very affordable. Oh, yeah. It's cheaper than it is in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely got my Uber game up.
They ain't got no competition. Yeah, man. Please, Uber.
And little known.
Keep the fight up.
Little known fact, you can actually tie your Uber account to your Star Wars account.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
So every time you spend money on Uber, you get points for your Star Wars, which you can use for hotels and, you know.
That's good to
know. Yeah, it's real good to know.
Good Vlad hack right there.
You know, I'm a frugal, baby.
Nah, I ain't mad at you, Pop.
Frugal, baby.
I ain't mad at shit, nigga. As my brother-in-law would say, ain't no shame in the bargain.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So, you was out in sunny L.A.
I was in the
driving.
City, driving. Well, I drove once.
Meeting with big-time execs and shit, gatekeepers.
I met with some people.
Coming back with, what you got now? 3 pairs of Jordans now?
I got 3 pairs of Jordans.
You wearing them in the world now.
You saw me last night. I had to
I seen you in the world.
Those little sixes I had on.
Oh, you done forgot what models
you know,
got.
When you doing.
Chris, do you hear this?
When you doing all right, you forget what number J's you got on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm really impressed by this whole thing.
He ain't wear them to the podcast. He's still in a good shell toe. But
it's so funny because
I've seen him.
Whenever I get a compliment on my J's, I start talking like an old black man. Like, you saw me on Sunday. You're like, oh, I got the J's. Like, well, you know how I do, baby. Uh-huh. I try to get these shoes on, baby. I get real nice and comfortable.
How you feeling about it? You still got some anxiety when you walk in the streets with
well,
them?
Well,
do you walk the streets with the Jordans? Have you gone to the corner store in any pair of these J's?
I actually wore my J's to City Island on Sunday.
Ooh. Johnny's Reef?
Johnny's Reef. Well, was it Sunday? Monday. Was it Monday?
Ooh.
I can't remember.
New Jays at City Island.
My bad. You saw me Sunday, right? Sunday night?
I don't know.
Oh, no, what happened Sunday night? I did take them out the bag before the show.
Okay, because New Jays at City Island, that's aggressive.
I took them out the bag.
That's aggressive. I don't know if you've ever been to the Reef, Johnny's Reef.
Poor man's.
It's like a mess hall in there, but it's amazing.
It's the poor man's Martha's Vineyard.
Absolutely. That's the City Island. That right there is definitely a cafeteria.
Prison.
A lot of traffic. You don't really want a new shoe there. So and it's indoor and outdoor traffic.
A lot of birds out there, a lot of seagulls.
Nah, a lot of fucking tartar sauce and hot sauce.
A lot of sauce in general, you're right. A lot of hot sauce.
Yeah, that's a fucking but it's a mind
great, City Island's a great place, though, man. And people, it get it. It's like, it's La Marina before La Marina.
All right. That's what's up.
So.
There you go.
I had my J's on. Yeah, I did have my J's on.
There it is, man. It's doing well. But
and thanks for the shout out on stage when I brought you up. You were like, he got his J's on.
Oh shit, man. Nah, he's supposed to. You gotta recognize this man is making strides.
What I do, baby.
What are those?
What are those?
Oh shit, man. Fuck. What's going on? What else is going on?
Well, you know, we out here living the.
So let me ask you. You're wearing Jordans now, right?
Yeah.
You're taking big meetings. You're driving. in the
somewhat
Los Angeles.
Uber you took, know what I'm saying? Uber did most of the heavy lifting.
Fucking doing Ubers and shit like that. You're making strides in life. Yes,
I'm making some. You know, I'm out there.
Okay. Do you feel, as I would say,
I'm putting myself in position.
You're putting yourself in position.
Right,
okay,
which is what we always talk about in this game. In life in general, you got to put yourself in position.
Got to make moves. Right. Be empowered. Now, are you in position yet to where you need a fall guy?
This is hilarious, man.
Because I'm looking, I don't know if y'all noticed, shout out to one of my Twitter squadron, Young Junior, he listens to In the Conversation. He hit me up. He was like, "You gonna be talking about this Chris Carter situation?" I was like, "What Chris Carter situation?" So Chris Carter, former where was he? Played for the Vikings. You know, yeah. Chris Carter, he was wide receiver, right? For the Vikings, and I forget where else before that, but He was heading a symposium. There was footage of an NFL rookie symposium with him and the infamous Warren Sapp, who we've talked about. The infamous Warren Sapp, and they're giving this rookie symposium, and they're telling the rookies what to do and what not to do. Now, this is all good. This is all good. This is information that I feel like this is definitely a each one, teach one type of moment. However, for whatever reason, I mean, I guess for publicity reasons or whatever, the NFL thought, let's let some cameras in on this behind closed doors conversation.
Document.
Yeah, let's document the dialogue between the new recruits and the old vets. You know what I mean? Just that things that happen behind the curtain, let's put a camera in front of it. So with a camera in front of it and Chris Carter with a good hot live mic on his chest, he tells the rookies, "Listen, I know you're going to do all types of crazy shit. You might be driving around, might have some drugs and guns in the car, you know, wow. Listen, man, if you got a crew, you need to have somebody in that crew that's the fall guy. Somebody that needs to take that fall. You know what I mean? Because if they living off your payroll, if you go down, it all goes down."
Yeah, and he set it up. He was like, "You making money, right?
Exactly.
You the one putting the work in.
Yeah.
You the one getting the deals.
Yeah.
Why should you take the hit?"
Why do people talk like that when they're trying to motivate you?
Yeah, you're talking that cadence,
preacher,
right?
That's preacher cadence.
He did have a preacher cadence to him, though. Yeah.
Because he was speaking the gospel.
Yeah,
let's be honest.
Yeah.
Let's take what he said at face value. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I agree with him 100%. But what I was asking you about, Damien,
okay,
was who the process of designating the fall
vetting
guy.
The fall guy.
Yeah. We've all met. We decided.
He has said he's going to take the fall. See, this is the thing. I don't think I've gotten that much money to where I need a fall guy. And even if I get that type of money, I think part of getting, you know, unless you're a fucking superior athlete where you can go from being in squalor to fucking millionaire
overnight.
Not overnight, but, you know, by playing exceptional sports or whatever the fuck. But damn near everywhere else, you kind of got to grind your way up a little bit. So you may not be able to be as reckless. You know, that reckless behavior typically comes to motherfuckers as soon as they just get, boom,
a little bit of paper.
Yeah, not even a little bit, just a paper out the blue. Sometimes a little bit, which is fucking super revealing. You know what I mean? But give somebody some money out the blue, their lifestyle has changed, and if you give them not only just paper, but you give them paper and stature to where now people are looking up to them and they don't hear no as often, you can just say fuck it. Like, you above the law. You know what I mean? So you might do some shit that's reckless enough to where it might be some cop involvement. Now, if you somebody that's just working your way, you know, trying to get in position, you know, you may not be able to afford to burn bridges on the top. So you might not even need a fall guy, because the shit that I need a fall guy for, just to where I am right now, I know what I could afford. You know what I'm saying?
Which is?
Like just minor
parking
infractions,
ticket.
Parking tickets, speeding tickets, you know what I mean? Maybe a scuffle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But after that, no, listen, drugs in the car, I'm not doing that. I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to wind up in jail, and I don't got enough money to pay nobody to go to jail for me.
What he's all the made me laugh is that he's also changing the portfolio game.
Yeah.
Typically, when you get a little hot, you get an agent, right?
Yeah.
You get a lawyer.
Yeah.
When you need it. Now it's like you need a fall guy now.
You need a fall or a weed carrier, as they call them. Yeah. In the hip-hop community.
And I just would love to have a conversation, like when you're getting into that game, you're calling people. You know, this guy came. I mean, he approached me with his car. This fall guy.
Say he's a great fall guy.
What's your experience been with this dude? Oh,
that motherfucker just got out of jail.
Yeah. Reggie's the best.
He did years for OJ.
He's OJ's fall guy?
Yeah, well, he was till OJ fucked it up, and you know, damn, that's how you fuck up a fall guy.
I mean, that could be like actual job. Like,
but
you know,
how do you tell your grandmother you a fall guy?
That's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? He called, baby, what now? What do you do?
For work.
I seen a nice car. I know you hang out with the boy that played football, but what's your job?
What's your hobby? What you getting into?
Well, Graham, when the cops come, I take the gun. I do the time. Graham.
That's on his business card. That's his tagline. When the cops come, I take the gun.
When the cops come, don't worry. Fuck, I don't trust nobody to take the. I do.
When the weed is found, I'm the one getting sniffed with the hound.
I done been in handcuffs before. I've never been in jail no longer than a couple hours. But I tell you this, dog. I don't know what the I can't see myself putting no more a price point on my freedom. You feel me? Like, I don't know. You're gonna have to come crazy with the fucking money. And I just can't see myself. Maybe it's because I feel like I got something to do in my life. I'm not just a straggler in your entourage. You know what I mean? So I can't, you know. It wasn't like I wasn't doing shit anyway. You know, if you're not doing shit, then maybe you don't have much leverage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But shit.
Definitely, I would negotiate. Like, if I was in the crew and I was a straggler, I would say, hey, can this be a rotating position? You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you do fall guy 1 month and then...
Yeah, you got to rotate that spot. You can't just
I'm
have
on
it.
Fall guy. I'm so you don't guy. Have the anxiety all year.
You know what I'm saying? You rotate that position. Yeah,
who's on fall guy?
But summer's a rough... That's like a tough time period because you know you're going to be at more parties or whatever shit's going to go down. The winter's when you want to be the fall guy, probably.
Yeah, well, you never know. Winter can get crazy, too.
Yeah, you want to get indoors and...
It's a lot of alcohol in the winter keeping you warm. How much would you charge to be? First, and then, listen, I can't be a fall guy for no bum ass athlete. You gotta be killing them. You gotta be in the top 10, top tier. You niggas gotta wear your jersey.
But just to picture I just have an image in my head of the fall guys kind of interacting with each other. Yo, how'd you get to be LeBron? How'd you get in that position, man?
You know, I mean, yeah, that shit was real. I loaned them my headbands. I don't fucking know. I didn't become a fall guy. Whose fault? Would you ever become a fall guy?
Nah, man. Back to your point. I don't think you don't want to put a price on your freedom, man.
Yeah, I can't do that shit, dude. But I wasn't mad. This is the thing. Back to Chris, though. So since then, he's had to apologize for that shit being out there. I'm be honest with you. I'm not mad at the jewel. But that's when you trying to be, you know, like certain shit is not for public consumption. That's some me and you.
Black book.
Yeah, not even just nobody. Listen, don't even say I told you this. I'm gonna tell you something, all right? Listen, you need a motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like that's that type of, I'm looking you in your eye. Don't tell nobody I told you this, but this is the type of shit that you need to know. Everybody else don't need to know it because they don't live the same life we live and they gonna judge it. You know what I'm saying? So he should have known better. You can't be on TV saying reckless shit like that, you know. It's ridiculous.
From the flip side, though, there's value in him getting that out there. Oh, he's taking some heat for it, but there's value in that conversation being out.
What's the value in it being out?
In that, number one is that this is a job, there's employment opportunities out there now.
Yeah.
For the fall guy position.
So you think this cat's hitting him up? Think somebody hit up Chris? Yo, my name, if you need somebody to apologize for you, I can
tell him I wrote that. Tell him I wrote the script for that. You know what I'm saying?
I keep apologies typed up. Oh, shit.
But I think also, because I think I'm sure that, you know, I don't know, I got to look at the timelines, but I'm pretty sure at the same time, he probably got some support online saying, hey, I get where he was coming from.
Uh-huh.
You know, he probably, and this could lead for some more guest speaking for him.
Yeah. Plaxico Burress tweeted, oh, I guess I ain't have a fall guy.
He did not.
He needed one. He said, I'm glad my son wasn't at that shit to hear that dumb shit.
But he's the guy that shot himself, right?
Yeah.
You can't get a fall guy for a
when you was the motherfucking New York Giant, like the fucking Super Bowl champion. You go to the club and put a gun in some sweatpants and you wind up shooting yourself. You're an idiot. But we don't really need to hear what you got to say.
But also, can you even get a fall guy when you shoot yourself?
I mean, you've taken the fall.
You are the fault. You are the fault. Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, man. Ah, shit. So that's that. What's popping? What else is good? So
I'm excited about this upcoming election, though. I got to tell you.
Really?
A lot of good candidates out there.
Like who?
You got Hillary. Mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. You know, apparently Rupert Murdoch wants Bloomberg to get into the mix.
Yeah.
So, but it's some exciting, it's some up-and-comers, though, man, that are, you know, kind of unheard of.
Oh, like who?
There's this guy out of, I think it's North Carolina.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
What's his name?
These Nuts!
Hilarious. Got I love him. That shit. That got shit is him. The best. That shit is hilarious.
Yo, I got it. Chris, you got to tell you. Chris, I called Dia from LA, right? And we talking. And I'm telling Dia about, you know, meetings or whatever. He's like, hold on before you get into that. He's like, you got to see this.
Fucking dude. These Nuts somehow got 9% of the vote in a recent poll. And he's been taking the world by storm. I feel like this is the best troll of 2015. He got, basically, there's we'll put it up on the Facebook page. I think we did already. There's a video of just reporters all over the country having to say these nuts. Some being real excited about it. Others like, these nuts seems to have a lead in the polls. You know, the shit is hilarious to me. I think that might be the troll of the year. I don't even see no close competition. What are those to Michael Jordan? Maybe, but troll of the year. These Nuts got it.
I'm asking seriously. Is there a cat? There should be an actual category like annual troll of the year.
I mean, it could be. You could start that. I just noticed. Speaking of that, I was watching. I was looking on Instagram, and I follow Baller Alert, right? And they're doing their own Baller Alert Instagram Awards. So they got like Instagram hottie, you know what I'm saying? The Instagrams and then Instagram comedian and their Instagrams and I forget, it's a few others and shit. I always like when I see, shout out to Baller Alert, I like when I see platforms and places like that like claim their authority in the space.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when people say we define who are the hottest motherfuckers right. in this field.
Tastemakers, yeah.
You become a tastemaker. The only reaction to that is two reactions. It's like, word, am I on the list? Or who the fuck are you to make the list? Don't matter, though. We made the list, and now hopefully you're ordered if
you're
not.
Either way, you're going to look at the list.
Yeah. Somebody got to editorialize the bullshit.
But is that indicative of like a slow news day? Like when you got to start making lists?
It could be. I mean, yeah, lists is one of those things, but you know.
Because in comedy, lists are notorious.
Yeah. I guess it's just easy to do. And the thing about the list is everybody that the list pertains to, people want to see if they made the list. Yes. The list is clickbait, but it's like it's another form of thirst trapping.
It is thirst trapping. Yeah,
it's ego thirst trapping. Am I on the list?
And the list, no. The list gets so specific lately. The top five Staten Islanders uh-huh. who moved to Brooklyn and then set up shop in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. And it's five.
And it's five.
And there's two that's mad that they didn't make that yeah. top five. Like, God motherfucker.
Who do I got to talk to?
I was the first motherfucker on the ferry.
But I got to ask you, though, dude, this D's Nuts thing. It's like, it makes you wonder how restrictive this process is to become a candidate.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how the fuck did you just... How do you get who's by? Vetting it? Like, I want the job of the people that just write the numbers, the names down, because obviously ain't nobody really double-checking.
Like, what's the common sense there? Like, if I was in that
He's
room...
He's 15-year-old kid.
It's just unbelievable, dog. Like, I'd have been in the room going, this is obviously not a candidate.
But at the same time, I'd have been like, yo, let's see how far this shit go. Knowing me, it's summertime too. It's probably a young fucking kid doing the ballots. And he's like, oh shit, somebody named D. He's probably 15. He's probably D's Nuts. He was probably like, yo, I could put myself on it, but who the fuck gonna know?
Or do you think he was the fall guy?
For D's Nuts?
Yeah. You think an adult was like, listen, man, if you do this, they ain't gonna happen to you.
They can't charge you.
They can't charge you.
Could be.
You're like, hey, what you paying me?
I don't know, dog. I feel like you want to be able to tell that story, though, later on. Maybe, you know. Because it's one of the greatest trolls of 2015. I hate to not be able to take credit for what I just did. You know what I'm saying? I just hit you with the D's Nuts. On CNN. And got I can't him. Say I'm the guy? Fuck that.
What also makes me laugh, D, is the fact that people actually voted for this guy. Like, that says you enough about the American citizenry that they at the poll and they're going, all right.
Well, that tells you enough about Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Jeez.
That's what it really tells you. I'd vote for D's Nuts before Trump. Maybe before Hillary. I got to hear what these nuts is talking about.
Let me see what these nuts is.
These nuts. Anyway. Oh, shit.
I wonder, what would be these nuts' platform? Like, what would he be? What would he be?
Protein. I'm fucking no. It's a lot of,
you're such a fool.
You know what I mean?
A good show.
It's about
loose underwear.
Loose underwear, duality, cooler days. You know what I'm saying? Baby powder.
Baby powder.
What else? Oh, shit. Easy on the pat down. Easy on the pat down. That stop and frisk is pretty. Take it easy.
Get the thighs off me.
Uh-huh. Oh, shit. What else? I don't know,
but I thought it was hilarious.
You know, just hanging in there. That'd be these nuts fucking slogan. What made these nuts. They just hanging in there.
There's a video of these nuts. This guy at home is taking a picture of the news reporter.
Yeah.
And you can hear him in the background. They're like, the news guy's like, in today's news, these nuts. And the guy, you hear him in the back, goes, oh, no.
Uh-huh. He's mad. Oh, shit, dude. Fucking, shit, man, what's going on? Your boy Drake supposedly, so Drake and Serena.
Yeah, man.
I guess are public now.
They kissed in public.
They've been rocking for a while from what I understand, but I heard you say that you seen some concern.
A lot of concern amongst friends online. Like, yeah. I have friends come up to me in person, uh-huh. like concerned.
In person?
In person.
About Drake?
About Drake and Serena.
That's so weird that because, they would come to you. What do you?
Well, we just happened.
You the fall guy for the Drake and Serena situation. So go ahead. What's going on?
We're catching up. Like, yo, did you buy Serena and Drake? And they're like, yeah. Like, I hope Drake don't mess up. You know, they don't want her to get distracted because, you know, she's on the cusp of like some legendary.
Real, yeah, 25.
Yeah.
Grand slams.
Now,
my thing is, go ahead.
Drake, to me, he's an ambitious dude. He works hard.
Yeah.
So I think he'd be like, listen, I'm trying to be with the girl that gets these 26. Uh-huh. Grand Slam titles.
Trying to be with Joe.
How can I structure my schedule around to get you to win? You know, I hope that's his approach to this arena.
I don't know. Who knows? I've heard people say that they're afraid that Drake is going to take out that headspace. Because, you know, Drake is good for, he's very emo. He's good. He's a weird dude. He's always breaking up with a woman every time you listen to his record. He's always apologizing for what he put this woman through.
Right.
I think a lot of women are afraid that he's going to fuck up Serena's momentum.
And Serena's got to be, she got a killer instinct.
If Serena's momentum is fucked up by Drake, I can't even, she didn't deserve that 25th. I can't do it. Nah, man. Nah, if you destined for greatness, a Canadian that's singing rap can't shut you down. Fuck that, baby. You from Compton. You straight out of Compton. You know what I mean? Fuck that. Don't be afraid. And Drake been hitting it for a while. I mean, kissing on her for a while. From what I understand. Pardon, I don't want to, you know, put shit like that out there.
Serena's on my leak list.
Is she?
Oh, absolutely. For a couple reasons.
I mean, what's the couple?
She's a beast on that court, Damien.
Okay.
She's a beast on that court. She's an animal, dog. Right. I love the way she carries herself.
Right, that's cool.
You know what I mean? Like, my league list is different. My league list is not just, I mean, granted, she has a.
You care about ambition.
And yeah, then, like, I want
ambition. And accomplishments.
Character.
When you see them fucking
you look better
victimized
naked.
With naked
yeah.
leaked pictures.
You look better naked when you got some character, some integrity. You know what I'm saying?
Hilarious.
That's my kind of thirst. Like, that's the thirst trap I like.
So you want to see, like, Sonia Sotomayor.
Oh, yeah, man.
No robe.
No robe, yeah.
Oh, right, shit.
Making some decisions about some ethics. That's what I like. Yeah. Are you concerned for Serena or no?
No, I don't care. I haven't been paying attention. I'm happy she's winning. If she start losing, it is what it is. Like, it hasn't, I'm not a big fan of tennis in the first place. I watch it every so often. It's cool when you go live, when you see it live. It's
you've been
best.
Live?
Yeah, I went to the Open in Queens a couple years ago. It was fun. I've seen tennis live a couple times. It's more fun to see live. You know what I'm saying?
I've never been to a live tennis match.
And I'm not that caught up in it. I'm definitely not the biggest sports fan. You know I'm not a tennis fan. If you walked up to me yesterday and told me Serena just won her 25th Grand Slam or her 27th, I'd be like, word? Well, that's what's up. Good to know. I don't know. I don't pay attention to her shit like that, but, you know.
Were you excited when Farrell won the Triple Crown, the horse?
No. I don't give a fuck about that. That shit don't have nothing to do with me. It's cool. It hasn't been done in a minute. Were you? How'd you feel?
I was like, oh.
Give a fuck? I don't give a lot of shit that I don't give a fuck about. You know what I mean? That's closer to that. That's closer to me.
I had a few, yeah, I had a few of my like Anglo-Saxon friends. They'd be like, you know, Triple Crown.
Anglo-Saxon
friend. Is that what? What does that mean?
Anglo-Saxon.
Uh-oh.
No, I like it. That's cool. I was just gonna weigh in on the American Pharoah thing. I don't really care either, but the call of it is exciting.
What do you mean the call?
When he's calling the final race?
Yeah, it's exciting when they're coming down the final stretch. Like, that's good. That's a good moment, but it doesn't.
That's matter. It. You know? That's yeah. It's the drama of the moment. I could get that. I don't even have to be invested until that couple seconds until we're about to see history. I can plug sooner, especially if you got good color. Okay, folks, we're about to see history. You got me.
Exactly.
I need to follow up all that shit.
So you got to call me when history's being made.
Yeah, absolutely. If not, it's just some mundane shit that I give a fuck about.
I'm the same with sports. I only watch them when playoffs comes on. That's when I'm really into it.
Yeah.
The big stuff. But yeah, Serena's doing her thing, man. She's about to get
she'll be fine, man.
About to get that Grand Slam.
She'll be all right. Oh, shit.
You know, it's a big deal when.
No, I was just thinking, what if Serena fucked around and didn't win?
They're going to blame Drake.
And started beating on Drake. Because Serena got a backhand.
Serena got a backhand. Yeah,
she fucked Drake up. And Drake, light skinned the shit. He'll bruise easily. His nose is not enough glasses. Oh, it's fucked up.
Drake, what are your thoughts on Serena?
What do you mean? As far as.
Some guys think she's like, you know, like, she's too, like. Too like powerful. I love
muscle bound.
Yeah, I love the way. I think she's.
She has some. You know, it's
always 50-50 with Serena. Some guys are like, absolutely. And other dudes are like, oh, she's too much.
She alright. I mean, you know. She alright. I'm not mad at her. She alright. You know what I'm saying? I can't really be getting too in depth.
I'll be honest with you, dog. My brother had an issue in the house of ESPN does this like annual thing of.
What,
of
the body issue?
The body issue.
Uh-huh.
And my brother had it in the backyard.
Brother had the body issue in the backyard.
Yeah, the body issue in the backyard. The body issue in the backyard.
Oh shit! What's going on in the backyard, Frankie?
Frankie, my brother Frankie, he had the body issue in the backyard. And
where's the body issues back there under that tree? Go check. Go ahead.
Go to the shade.
Go ahead. So in the body issue, what's
up? I'm in the back. Typically, I go there to read and review my day.
Yeah.
Nice little cappuccino, and I go back to get the body issue. I was like, you know what? Let me take a peek. I'm not mad at the body issue.
This is that. Is this the new one where she's doing like a full split on two
that one,
balance beams?
That one hasn't been released. That hasn't been released. Yet. Oh, okay. I'm talking about the one where they had a gymnast on there, and they had like.
Yeah, I mean, it's great bodies. That's what you. I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, it's what it is. It's, you know, it's it's nude bodies fucking presented as art.
Right.
As
do you think it's thirst trapping?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. You know, because all of the commentary is about the Like, the commentary when the body issue come out is all non-sports fans commenting on whatever body they
it's
like.
It's never, you know, look at the grace.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. RBIs. Fuck out of here. They looking. You know what I mean?
And this, I'll be honest, dude. There's a couple, you know, because they mix the dudes with the females, and you look at the guys. The guys are there.
Okay, is that what you do?
And for some of them, you know, you're a little disappointed. You're like, I thought you'd be a little more cut up. You know, you
you feel better than them.
Yeah, I'm like, I ain't that bad.
Who let you down?
I forget the dude's name. Who's a basketball player?
Let's talk about it.
I mean, it definitely made me feel better about myself. I was like, all right, I guess
think you can make the body issue.
I can make the body issue. Oh, stand up comedy, butt naked.
Just stand.
Let me ask you a question. If they came to you, if your agent was like, yo,
do the body
issue. I got a great opportunity for a lot of exposure for you. And they get you nice and hot for it. Like, oh, well, what is it? Body issue, ESPN.
Nah.
You wouldn't do it?
Nah.
Butt naked at the stand? Just with the.
Nah, I ain't really. That's not my style. I don't like to just. I'm not going to be naked just, you know what I'm saying, for no fucking reason.
Did you get naked? I know this question sounds weird, but I never got naked. Did you ever get naked like when you did like sports in high school and you had to change in the locker room?
Not butt ass naked. I ain't never really like being butt ass naked around a bunch of other. I don't even like that shit at the gym. I don't like that shit, dude. I don't like other people's balls and shit all around me. Nah, man. I'm not into it. It sound cooler than it is. Like nudity, unless it's some shit that you want. But like public nudity or just nudity in the fucking just in the wild, that shit ain't as sexy as you think. That shit is a little funky sometimes. Where the fuck was I with some naked shit? I was in Amsterdam, and it was a live sex show.
What?
I was like, let me go see this shit. You never see a live sex show. Let me see this shit.
With like barkers outside, like, hey, live sex show.
And it's a sign that's live. So you don't need a barker when you fucking sex inside. You need a barker when it's terrible comedy.
It sells itself.
When it's good, when it's fucking going on, even if it's mediocre, the curiosity's going to get you. And we walked up in there, and it was like a couple. They probably both was in like their 40s, mid-40s.
Oh,
and
man,
shit.
B team.
Yeah. I mean, it might have been the A team, but if they were, they must have been working overtime. Because like anything, they just didn't really feel like they was fucking because that was what they was paid to do. They was doing a spot. You know what I mean? So it was real uninspired.
What was the day?
Fucking like, on, like, on a spinning ass stage. It was like around like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, man.
It was a sideshow. Oh, man. It was just like, yo, come check this out. Oh, shit, this is weird. Nah. I'm not into it, man. If
so
I
what
get
happened?
Naked,
looked,
I'm trying
looked,
to make it happen.
It looked awful when you saw
it. Shit just looked terrible. It looked like fucking livestock. It didn't even look like porno. It just looked like two motherfuckers grunting and pushing. That shit just didn't even look, it didn't look sexy at all. It looked like some motherfuckers.
See, I'm sorry.
Ain't fucking and waiting to get off. Like, all right, well, shit, we got about 45 minutes.
Hold on, I guess this is the first time I ever hear something like this. Like a
yeah,
live.
Yeah, they got live lube stuff.
So when you walk in, is it like music playing? Is it
It's like, yeah, it's cheesy as fuck, dog. It's like a little theater. It's probably a little bigger than where we are, like a little something. You know what I mean? The stage is similar to this in the way that it's a circle, maybe twice the size, and it spins. And there's people that you just go grab a seat like it's an AA meeting. You pay at the door like a carnival, and then you just go sit however close you want to sit to the action. I'm not getting that close to the action because just in case.
Just in case you get that with ricochet.
And you just see motherfuckers just fucking. You know what I'm saying?
How long did you stay for?
I stayed for about 5-7 minutes. I stayed maybe 2 positions. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't seeing the switch up. And that shit was, it was like, all right, this is some bullshit.
Did you see the dude, like, you know?
You see everything. You see
Clyde,
the whole shit.
Clyde, you know, he finished the dude.
Oh, no, I didn't watch. I didn't wait for that. I don't even know if they finish.
Do they make eye contact with you or they're just kind of doing their thing?
I don't know. I didn't really, yeah, it's an interesting question. It's been years ago. I don't think. I know nobody looked me in my eye. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know.
Weird.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't really looking for the eye contact. And I was in the shadows. I don't think they could really see you. Like, they're lit and you're kind of dark. So it gives both of them the illusion of, you know, intimacy. And it's funny.
There's some
man.
Weird jobs out there, man.
That shit just didn't look. It smelt a little weird. You know, it's fucking.
Oh,
it's fucking. It's
man.
They've been fucking all day. It's not even like a, you know, you go into the room after a good 15 minute fuck, it smell like somebody been fucking in here. But shit, we've been fucking since 10 a.m. I get off in 3 hours. And I got 3 hours of some more fucking to do this shit here.
It's so strange to me. It's such a strange concept.
Febreze is no match.
That's such a strange. And then I'm assuming they probably have like top names, like, you know, like you go to the comedy club, like, oh, D Lemon's them. You go check them out. Like, they probably go, oh,
I mean, maybe if you got a
Ginger
from X Videos.
Yeah, so I'm saying they probably got some headliners.
Such and such. Yeah, who knows the shit.
Up and coming.
Yeah, man.
That's such a strange experience to me, man. That is just strange I don't know if I could spend money on that.
Yeah.
I guess you do it for the experience. Like, let me spend a couple
hours.
Something
to do. Yeah. Something to do. Bug out and shit. You're like, oh, shit. Who, next time you're going to see that type of thing. You know what I mean? And it's one of them things, outside of porn, see how regular people be fucking. just to give you a little baseline to see where you at.
You know and what was your take? Were you,
I was good. I'm in the streets.
Yeah,
I'm
all right.
Yeah,
you got some talent?
I get rock. I can rock out in Amsterdam. Be fine. I could get a crowd. Anyway, you know. Oh, shit, man. Any fucking way. What
That's
else is
hilarious,
going on,
man.
Dude?
I don't know. I mean, you guys, Ali and I touched on it as well, but I did see Shit Out of Compton.
Yeah, we talked about that last
week.
Y'all talked about the week before.
Yeah. Touched on it, yeah.
It's good as shit. Yeah. Speaking of that, though, let me do this. I want to make a retraction. I want to make an apology. Last week, I was talking about Dr. Dre and the domestic abuse allegations. And I may have spoken on something that was not factual. Mm. Supposedly, that I was saying some shit that somebody else said that wasn't rooted in fact. It was some hearsay. And it was irresponsible. The thing was... It was saying he may have even hit his current wife. I don't know that to be true. I went off the air and I researched to find out if I could find anything to document that. I did not. So with that said, I apologize. I spoke without, you know, doing the proper
due diligence.
The proper due diligence. And it's one thing. We might talk a whole lot of shit on this podcast, but I don't want to be irresponsible. So, you know, especially since Dre is such a huge In The Conversation fan. You know what I mean? I don't want to, you know, I want no disrespect, and I apologize. Please don't sue us. Thank you.
Well, that's what we are. We're about In Conversation. We're about, you know, these, you know, good fact checking. And
hey, listen, man, if I fuck up, I'll run it back. You know what I mean? That's, listen, America, if I ever fuck up on a grand level, give me some time to run it back at least. Or at least to say, all right, this is what I meant. Don't just turn your back on me.
When you were driving home that day, was you like, damn, did I get that right? In your head, you like, did I?
Yeah, well, it was terrible. And I almost didn't want to say, I almost was the one to clip it out. You know what I mean? But I was like, let me not do that. But because, you know, nowadays this is the land of out of context. Somebody just take that little, isolate sound that little bite. Piece.
Damian Lemon is a domestic violence supporter.
But what made it so bad was in the moment Ali was like, hey, man, you sure about that? I was like, oh, dude.
Yeah, whenever the homie comes out.
The homie had to check me like, yo, you sure
about that, brother? I love how the pitch goes up in his voice. Hey, Damian, you sure about that?
Basically, I'm getting out of here. Damian, are you? But it's true.
Ali was like, I'm not the fall guy.
I had to be clear. You got to be clear. You can't be slandering, you know, these cats out here in this world.
Yeah, but that was a big deal. They
hell yeah, that's the type of shit, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Any fucking way now that we got that.
But I mean, you know, I talked about it. I thought that one scene was shot a little, didn't feel authentic to me. The scene when Dre's brother died and they all gathered around. I love the sentiment, but I felt like it was executed very.
Why? Do you feel like it was too convenient?
I mean, I know where it is in the I gotta watch it. I know where it is in the storyline. I just feel like the way it was executed, it seemed like they were. They didn't let the characters kind of be genuine. Like, they had to really, like, oversell it. And as opposed to letting them be genuine.
We're
like,
always going to be brothers.
Yeah, we're always going to be for you here. Yeah. As opposed to, like, you know, a couple of quiet moments, a quick hug. Like, yo, we got you. You know what I mean? Like, they really tried to...
Yeah, you know.
But I get why they did it that way and why they tried to fit it into the storyline. But I just felt like they could have dialed it down and still would have had the same effect.
And dialed down the condolences.
It was a little heavy-handed.
Like, your condolences was a little extreme. I dig it. God bless. You could have stopped it there. You didn't even have to hug me.
Then again, maybe it was like that. Maybe that's how it actually took. Yeah. Maybe Dre was like, listen, this is what was said. Mm-hmm. But it felt like the camera like just straight up stopped on easy. And they were like, you know how you... Well, I forget what the line was.
We'll always be brothers because...
We'll always be brothers.
Well, they set up the foreshadowing because we're easy. What about us always being brothers?
Yeah, you know...
Like, that's what easy be like, nigga, that's because your brother had just died. You gotta say that with somebody... Nah. Again.
Yeah, no, I know, I know. Make I know. Light. I know, not to make light, but dude's brother died. I'm over here talking about how the film was executed.
I didn't think they emoted correctly. prepare for a retraction next week for Vlad.
I just picture me in that actual moment. Hey, my brother died. I step in. Excuse me, guys. I know there's some sadness going on here, but it's a little heavy-handed here.
Could you take it down a notch? Hey, come on, people are eating.
I got my kids out here, you know. But I thought the movie was well done.
It was great, man.
Well done. Well executed.
Oh, man.
Speaking of documentaries, dog, I just started watching, not documentaries, but I just started watching the, you ever seen Searching for Sugar Man?
I tried to watch it. I know the gist.
It's good. It's real good.
I tried to watch it. It's about, yeah. You enjoyed it?
I'm almost done. I'm 3/4 of the way in. It's real good.
Yeah. I like that type of story where you can still claim your victory. You know, basically... For those that don't know, give them a nutshell.
Sugar Man is about a music artist called Sixto Rodriguez, who in the 70s had a lot of hype behind him, and he was projected to be like the next like Bob Dylan. Long story short, he tanked in America. I think he sold like 8 records, and
dang, that's a super tank.
He went straight cardboard. Yeah, you know what I mean? And then come to find out, he's a huge hit in South Africa. Like, he's huge. But no one knew if he was alive or not. Uh-huh. There were myths going around that he shot himself on stage.
He sell 8 copies, a lot of suicide watch. Motherfuckers ain't even concerned enough to do a suicide watch for 8 copies. Hey, you want to do suicide watch? Nah. Fuck it. He'll be good. Anyway, go ahead. So they waited. So turns out he wasn't dead.
He wasn't dead. And they found him. Mm-hmm. They found this dude. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at now in the documentary. And they, you know, this guy's like, he's huge in South Africa.
Yeah. And I think he gets to, you know, play these big shows.
Yeah, he gets back in the scene, yeah.
Get some royalties, maybe re-release that album. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Get fucking do a little, you know, some type of dedication to Mandela. You know what I mean? Let's get this shit popping.
Let's get that money.
Let's come back. Let's Shit, let's not apartheid this. I mean, white paper and black paper.
But isn't that funny? That's your first thought.
That's all we do.
That's all your first thought, right? You're like, yo, by the way, you got a huge following in South Africa. Oh, that's great. What's good with this re-release?
Yeah, of course. Let's get that money. Telling me I got a shot. You telling me I got a shot. You know what I mean? I've been living when he killed himself, Rubus. Every day I wake up, I'm like, ah. They think I killed myself.
Who does the personal appearance out in South Africa?
Exactly. Somebody. Nah, it ain't that hard, especially with Twitter.
Yeah, no.
All you got to do is do, yo, who the hottest promoter in South Africa?
Who in there with the flies?
You'll get at least seven dudes in your mentions.
Get that money. By the way, you ever seen a hood flyer? We was talking about this, D. The hood flyers. They always got the bad chick on the flyer. Mm-hmm. And you get there, she never at the party.
Oh, of course. The hood flyer is full of a lot of okie dokes, though. I mean, it's... special invited guests, which is always a fake. Special invited guests, P. Diddy, Prince, Denzel. If it says special invited guests, none of them niggas is coming. Just so you know that, first of all. It's also on the hood fly, there's about 11 numbers to call.
Yeah. For tickets.
Three different barbershops and two beauty salons.
All aliases. Mm-hmm. Call Pookie.
347. Anyway. Oh, shit. Fuck else is going on, dude.
D, what airline you fly when you go to LA, dude? What's your preferred airline?
My preferred airline? That's a good question. I prefer American because I got miles on American the most. I don't really have a preferred airline most. You know, it is what it is. American is dope. So I'm gonna tell you something about this new air thing, the airlines. If you've ever flown first class one time in your life or business class,
we talked about this. I remember
they'll flip your ass because after that you don't want to go back. You don't never want to go back. And now I flew on American just recently to LA, and I didn't. I flew coach, right? And I ain't got no problems. I fly coach, and but now it's like 60% of the fucking plane is first class and business class. So by the time you get to coach, you feel so bad about yourself.
Yeah, man. They got you back
like
there.
This shit is ridiculous.
Well, I remember we talked. I took a first class flight. I got upgraded for a flight. I think I went to Illinois or Michigan for a show. And I called you up, and we were catching up, and you were like, so, oh, you flying? I said, yeah. What, you flying first class? And you literally took a beat, and you were like, enjoy it, man.
You got to.
Live it up.
You got to. Stay awake.
Stay awake.
Do the whole shit. Do the whole shit.
And I got on the plane. They brought me a little orange juice.
Oh, man. Shit is the treatment, the dispatch, like the fucking divide and treatment between first class, business class, and then coach. Oh, it's disrespectful.
Yeah, man.
They go from benevolent to disrespectful.
Yeah, disrespectful, dog.
Same motherfucker will shit on you. Oh, it's beautiful, though. It's the best shit. Chris, you ever flown business or first?
No, I never flown first class, no.
Oh, man.
Sound like the extended, like, legroom seat, you know, that type of thing, but never first class, no.
Man, it's all, it's official. I used to do ghetto business class, which was exit row. But now, you know, you got to pay at least $25 for an exit row. Like, you can't even fly exit row for free like you used to, which is weird to me because they still want you to do a service. So you can't charge me expect me to fucking, you know what I mean? Help. Like, if they ask me, listen, were you willing to help? You know what I mean? When shit go down, when I get my money
get
back,
my money
there's going to be a charge at this door. This shit's at least $25 for the first head. Nigga, I can't go down in the red. If I'm going to die, I'm dying in the black.
With some paper.
Me in the black box. We was both in the black. Anyway, I'm talking shit. Ah, shit. We should,
D, I'll tell you what's funny, though, man.
Tell me what's funny, man.
Have you been on LinkedIn lately?
I have not, but see your boy Young Gucci.
Got a little LinkedIn.
Your man Gucci, man, got a, and I said a long time ago, if you get a face tattoo, you might as well shut down your LinkedIn account. And Gucci said, no, no, no.
I'm trying to find the link right now so I can take a look
Gucci
at it.
Gucci Man is on LinkedIn. Shit is hilarious to
me. And by the way, we didn't like uncover this. It was on BT News.
Yeah, they
put this out there.
But Gucci Man, I believe, is in jail right now. So Gucci Man is on LinkedIn from jail.
Well, it's funny because the BT link you sent me, it said networking behind bars.
Yeah.
That's what they called it, which is hilarious.
Yeah, he's doing it. Gucci Man is doing more in jail than most people are doing in the free world. Which is a damn shame, man. This motherfucker is living like he ain't incarcerated. That's dope.
And this is his actual, this is from his LinkedIn profile. This is my 10th year in the industry, proud to be able to share my first ever movie that I executive produced and starred in October 17, 2015.
Nah, I don't think that's going to be good. Go ahead.
It's a great way to commemorate my 10-year anniversary, and I want my fans to experience this with me, help me think of the most daring and expansive way possible to bring this film to the world. I want cutting-edge ideas. Nothing is too risky. I love the unorthodox. Brr.
Brr. Hilarious.
I'm on LinkedIn, but I don't really use LinkedIn. I don't
really fuck with it.
I kind of don't know. Like, it feels to me like kind of like
you gotta have a.
It's like if I go on, then I see that you got six friends like that I want to connect with.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. Still doesn't say that I would vouch for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So like the way LinkedIn works for something, it'll be like Damien knows so and so at this agency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Let me hit him up. We got a mutual connection.
Mm-hmm. But Damien never said.
That's my man.
But I mean, after that, but that shortens the conversation because then when they see you just reached out to me, they're looking at the mutual friend. They're gonna ask the mutual friend, "Yo, what you know about this guy?"
That's true too.
Saying, oh, he's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah,
it's over. There's no link. I don't know.
It should be ways to vouch for
I always feel like I'm on too many and too little social media platforms. Some days I'd be like, damn, should I really have a Snapchat? The other days I'm glad I don't fuck with that shit.
Do you use the alerts on Twitter? Like for certain people, like you get alerted when they tweet? Like if somebody you're a fan of, like they'll tweet?
No.
So you basically, when
luck
you go to Twitter.
Luck of the draw.
When you just go on blind, you just go and just swipe.
Yeah, I'm not I don't got no, no. I'm not like, I can't wait till such and such crack the mic. Nah.
You have lists?
I used to have lists, but I don't even do that no more. I used to have lists to kind of just manage certain shit, more so for business purposes. You know what I mean? This person does that, but no. I just do Twitter how I do Twitter.
Because I have people that, you know, they have like Deadline and Variety, and they just go right to that every day. They'll check the whatever's going on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't need that shit. For what? I mean, go to the website when you want to see what they're talking about. I'm good. Shit.
I had some Roscoe's, by the way, when I went to L.A.
Yeah, you had? Don't tell me you went in there and got some healthy shit.
Nah, we got there. They were out of breath, though. We got there right when they were closing.
Uh-huh.
And we got some chicken legs and some waffles. And the waffles, they putting something illegal in them waffles.
Ooh, shit's a banging.
It's so good.
Yeah, shit's banging. That chicken is popping, too. It's good shit over there. There's not too many people that do chicken and waffles better than Roscoe's. A lot of people that try that shit.
They killed it. That was amazing.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Fucking, I guess we should get the fuck on out of here.
We could.
Is there anything else you want to talk about? You talk to the people?
Well, we got some stuff going on. I'm going to be at Levity Live this week.
Oh, yeah. Talk about that shit. Pump, you should talk about it.
Yeah, I'm going to be at...
You're going to be there with...
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
We are... He's headlining Thursday to Sunday. All sold out shows.
Dope.
So yeah, unfortunately, people can't get in. Everything is sold out. But I'm there Thursday to Sunday with Sebastian. We're doing 8 shows together.
That's dope.
And then yeah, so that's coming up this weekend. So you know, again, it's sold out. But you know, what are you gonna do?
It's sold out. Sorry.
Yeah. What are you gonna do, Chris? You know what I mean?
It's gonna be what it's
gonna when
be,
you're
man.
Killing, you're killing.
What are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
You know what I mean? Oh, when you pop, Chris. What's up with you? Let's go. Let's have a moment with Chris. Chris, what's going on, man?
Not too much, man. Do my podcast Thursday. I'm recording.
What's the name of your podcast?
Mandatory Samson Podcast.
Oh,
it's on
shit.
This network.
Oh,
we got to get you guys on one day. We got to figure it out.
Yeah, we'll see. We've been saying that for a while. Both of us have been bullshitting. We need to do that, though.
I think the fans
fans been asking for it. Everybody.
They're
when
clamoring.
The fuck
can you guys?
Yeah. Oh, shit, man.
I'm at Empire Casino Wednesday. When this podcast drops, I'm at Empire Casino that night.
Dope.
Little 8 o'clock joint.
Anywhere else? Any other thing?
That's it for this week. More stuff next week, but I'll wait till then.
All right, bet. I will be at the Stand Monday. Actually, no. No, I ain't got too much going on either. Actually, I'll be on think I'll be on Uncommon Sense this Friday, so check that out. And then also, be at Stress Factory. I'll be at Stress Factory from September 10th to the 12th. So get tickets now. Tickets are still on sale. Stress Factory, September 10th to the 12th. Come on out. And we'll be back next week. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Get in the conversation. We out.